Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yud Parsha Vayera Sicha Aleph. Amar Hazal, our sages tell us, She Sefer Bereishis Nikra V'Shem Sefer HaYosher. Bereishis, Chumash Bereishis is called the Book of the Straight Ones. L'fish Shazeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenikro Yisharim, because this is the Sefer that describes the life of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, who are called the Straight Ones, Yosh Yisharim. Omnom, however, Avshah Sefer Bereishis B'Klolus Nikra Alshem Shal Kol Shloshes Avos, even though the Sefer in general is called in the name of all three of his dinosh kol kulis of Sefer Ayosha Mishtayach Pipinim Yusuf Ligimalei Yisharim Kulam, that the whole Sefer is connected in its entirety to all three of the others. Haribe Protis Yeshbei Parshish Hamaduba Ikri Hagolibam. We do have, however, specific parshas where the main subject, at least on the revealed state, who be'echad mishloishes ha'avas b'yichud, is in regards to only one of the avas specifically. So in other words, that there are certain parshas within the Sefer HaYosher, which in the Sefer in its entirety is connected to all three avas, but there are specific parshas which are connected to one of the avas who are discussed in that parsha. B'hinei ha'parshas she'kol teichnam mishyachas l'avram b'miyuchud, the parshas which are specific to Avram, Haim Parsha Lech Lecha and Parsha Vayera are the two Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera. Umezeh Shenechlekul based Parshas, and the fact that they're divided into two Parshas, Imeyesh Shteim Inyanim Echad, even though both Parshas cover sort of the same subject, which is Avram. Avram Avinu, Harei Mochrach Shebehem is Batoy Shtei Parshas V'Sugim B'Inyanim Maloshel Avram Avinu. The fact that they're divided into two Parshas means, of course, that they cover two parshias, so to speak, two periods in Avraham Avinu's life, two separate parshias, two separate periods in Avraham Avinu's life. Well, mekivin shemalos shel Avraham Avinu hu avedaso l'Hashem, and since what is the life of Avraham if not his service of Hashem? Harei beis haparshias hem shtei madreges b'avedaso anaylo shel Avraham Avinu. So obviously these two parshas express two different types of avodah in the life of Avraham Avinu. Umezeh shehefresh bein shtei hamadreges shtei haparshas shel Avraham Avinu yesh lavim mishnei hashemes shel haparshas elu. And since to understand the difference of the two different parshias, two different periods in Avraham Avinu's life and his avodah, can be understood from the names of these two parshas. Why do we say that? Arei shmo shel haparsha merames u'mechiyach al teichna, because the name of the parsha, of course, expresses what is contained in that parsha. K'mavur kamapam, as the Rebbe explained many times, that the name of everything expresses what is contained in that. So therefore, the names of these two parshas express two different types of avoda in the life of Avraham Avinu. והנה החילוק העיקרי בתוכן מהלוסה של אברהם בין פרשה לך לך ופרשה וירא. What is the main difference between Avraham Avinu's life in Lech Lecha and Avraham Avinu's life in Vayera is the following. בפרשה לך לך מדובר הוא במדרגס אברהם אבינו כמי שהיה קדם יקונסה בבריס מילה. In פרשה לך לך discusses Avraham Avinu's life before he had his bris. ורק בסוף המסופר איך שנצטב מייס השם לא מלוס עצב את מבני סייב שכן עושה. And it's only at the very end of the parasha in which he was told by Hashem to have a bris himself and for his family and the household, and that he did it. ובה פרשה ויירה, and then it's in פרשה ויירה מדובה באברהם אבינו לאחרי זה שכבר קיה מצווס מילה. In פרשה ויירה it talks about אברהם אבינו's life after he had fulfilled the mitzvah מילה. The Hefrizeh Nirmaz Gam Bishmoy Seyem Lech Lecha Vayera, and this difference in the way Avraham Avinu's life, his Avoda was before the Bris and after the Bris, can be understood from the names of Parshas Lech Lecha and Vayera, as I'll explain. Isa B'Zoyer, the Zoyer tells us that actually Nimel Avraham Hoysa Dargas Nevoyotze Bebchinas Hoyadvar Hashem Avraham B'Machazeh, that until he had his bris, Hashem's appearance to Avram, his prophecy was, as the Pasuk says, the word of Hashem came to Avram in a vision, b'machazeh. Mashen kim izman shel achrei imuloi, whereas the way Hashem communicated with him after his bris ksiv, vayera elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. Shehu darga nailus yesa, which is on a higher level than in a vision. Vatam al zemavur Hashem, and the reason why the difference, l'fisha malachi, asharis einim niskokim aloshen targum. The angels don't understand Aramaic. V'lachein atchen nimol, as the Gemara says, v'lachein atchen nimol hoya hagilui elo b'pchinas machazeh, and therefore until he had his bris, Hashem appeared to him in a vision b'machazeh. Shehu loshen targum, the word machazeh, which means vision, but the word is an Aramaic word. Why was it expressed in an Aramaic word? So that the malachim shouldn't be able to complain that Hashem is appearing to a person that didn't have a bris. But then after he had his bris, that they wouldn't have any complaints anymore. He appeared to him through the word vayera, which is a Lashon Kodesh word, and the angels can understand it, and they could be aware that Hashem is going to appear to him, and they wouldn't complain. And Lashon Kodesh, of course, is on a higher level. So we can ask, because what kind of an answer is this? Either way, im yevshem Avraham Avinu mitzad atzma hayra ro'i gam kaidem lachen legidle anayla, if Avraham was deserving of the higher level appearance of Hashem, not through marze but through vayera, lo mi yegor echelkes lo Avraham Avinu amagia loy mishum chshash al kidgam alochem. Why should Hashem prevent Avraham from having the higher level revelation? Because the malachim will complain. If he's deserving, why should the Eibishter to worry about what the malachim will say? There are many ways that Hashem could conduct his business. And there were many ways that he could have prevented them from complaining. Even if he appeared to him in a way that Avraham Avinu was deserving, which is through Vayera, through Lashon Kodesh. If an anayla, the higher way. That's on the one hand. V'im mitzad atzmai, mitzad mahusay umalot shel Avraham Avinu lo yehoya ro'i adayin legil nevuah. V'if anayla, if on the other hand Avraham Avinu was not deserving of the higher level revelation, let's say because he didn't have the bris, ma tzayrech b'tam shalayiya peschem pelu malachi asharah. So then, what do you need the excuse, the reason, to be given that the malachim shouldn't complain, since he's really not deserving of it? So what do you need to blame the malachim? He wasn't deserving, so he didn't get it. So either way, what's going on? The yuvan ze bahagdim. So this can be understood by first explaining mavur b'teira oir. What's explained, we should explain what is written in teira oir shah hefresh bein loshen hakodesh loshen targum. That the difference between Lashon Kodesh and Targum, which is Aramaic, B'shara L'Shenis, as well as all other languages, who b'dugma sahefer shebein avonim l'levenim, can be compared to the difference between stones and bricks. Eveni b'riya b'dei shamayim, stone is something that was created by Hashem. It's a natural, created thing. U'leveno nasas b'dei adam, whereas a brick is something that is fashioned and made by a person. Al derazo achilik b'na l'Shenis anal. The same difference exists with languages as well. Gam bein osiseim shemehem heim benuyas, and also in regards to the letters of those languages, which are the building blocks of the words and sentences and paragraphs and so on. Osis atayra nekras avonim, nekras avonim. The letters of the Torah are called stones. Ki atayra hi min hashamayim, because Torah comes from heaven. So the language is from heaven as well. But the letters that make up other languages are called bricks, which are basically all other languages are just people got together and they said, okay, let's call this an A, and this should be the sound of it, and this should be the look of it, and this will, if you know, you put an A in front of a B in front of a C, you'll add this word and that word means that. It's all just things which were decided by people as together. They decided that this would be the word and this would be the letter. And the purpose of the languages and therefore letters of the other nations, ultimately the purpose is that also those languages should be elevated in service of Hashem. But whereas, of course, the great difference is that Lashon Kodesh is the words, the letters are Hashem's letters, and the words and their meanings are Hashem's meaning, and as well as the written words are also, the shapes and so on are all in their natural state, the way Hashem created them. Not that we made up Lashon Kodesh, it's that Hashem created those that language. And based on this, in the Zayah Shlema Shehefesh Ben Milos Avram Avinu Kedem Amilu La'achri Zeo Bedungus Achilik Anal Shebein Evan L'Levena. We could say that the difference between Avram Avinu before his bris and after his bris is like the difference between a stone and a brick. Mevor B'kama M'kaymis Sh'af She'kiyim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Atchul Le'Nitna, that even though Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah before it was given, M'kol Mokim Higiyah Oz Ba'abidosu B'Milos HaKedesh Rak Atsherosh HaNevroim. Through all of his Aveda, he could only reach up to the source of creation, to the very highest source of creation, but still within the source of creation. Since all of his Aveda and everything that he accomplished was all with his own abilities, without Hashem commanding him, and when Hashem commands, he also gives you a Gnesinus Kayach to be able to reach higher, without a command from above, and therefore without the ability to reach beyond. And a created being cannot reach beyond his own source without Hashem's intervention. But this was only true until he kept, till he fulfilled Mila. Because that the way that he fulfilled Torah was before he was told to do it. That was only true up until Mila. But once he was told by Hashem, commanded by Hashem to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, that with this command, Hashem gave him the command as he gives Ebi Yid, when he mitzvah, he attaches you to him. That he gave him the ability to be able to rise up and to the level of bittul and one and unison connection with the Creator, mitzvah hamitzvah, the one who commands the mitzvah, on a much higher level. Therefore, once he received the mitzvah of Mila, he was able to rise above the source of creation. You say to Mizu, even more so. Loizu Bavacha Yede Mitzis Mila Nisalaba Vedosal the Dargeshu Nailis Beina Reich Lagabi Madrigose Academis. Not only is it true that through Mila he was able to rise in his Aveda to a level that is higher, infinitely higher than he was able to before. Ela Oizais, even more than that. That through this mitzvah he completely negated his own metzias and he became one with Hashem in such a unity, in a way, in such a unity that is not possible through any other mitzvah, only through mitzvah mila. Because this is the special characteristic of the mitzvah of Mila. That the bris, the covenant with Hashem, the unity with Hashem, is expressed in the flesh of the person. Hayne shagam the basar agashmi nirgash betulay l'Hashem, that even if in the physical flesh you see his subservience to Hashem, v'sachtusabay, and as you becoming one with Hashem, mashalem etzid b'mitzvah acheres, and that's something that is not present in any other mitzvah. Nimsa, so comes out shadargas avedosu shel Avram kaidem shekiyem mitzvos mila. So it comes out the Aveda of Avram's, the level of Avram's Aveda before Mila, Shigiyah Barak HaTzeresh HaNevroim, in which he was able to reach only the source of Nevroim, of creation, Haisa B'dugmas Inyan Levena. His Aveda then was like a brick. In other words, brick is something made by man, something made by humans. That's within creation. Even though, of course, Avraham Avinu's his Aveda was on the highest level possible, even though he was very successful in his Aveda, and he grew in his Aveda, and he rose in his Aveda, in his Bittul to Hashem, higher and higher, but he never was able to leave the confines of human achievement. He was never able to leave the limitations of the created being. Whereas after he had his bris, now he rose up to the level of a stone that we said before, of a stone. Something that is Hashem's handiwork. Because when he fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila, he was now commanded by Hashem, and he wasn't limited by his own kaychas anymore. And he became one with Hashem. So then his avayda is like the work of Hashem, of heaven. And now he was able to reach beyond the created being. So this explains what we quoted before. That until the Bris Mila, his connection with Hashem was only on the level of Machaze, vision, which is an Aramaic word, ki b'dugmas levena, because very similar to what we said before, his aveda was only on the level of a brick, shebidei adam kanal, which is human achievement. Aval yedei mitzvos mila he gi'el b'chinas vayera, but through mila he was able to reach vayera, which was lashon kodesh, shehu b'lashon kodesh b'dugmas heaven shebidei shemayim. Similar to the stone, which is Hashem's handiwork, because now he was able, his Aveda was on a level, Lamaila Mesherish and Evroim, beyond the source of humans, of the creation. The Inyan Zeh. So this idea, Mashakaida Meimoyle, Higi Avram Labachinus Bamachazeb, Achkach Labachinus Vayera, that Avram's, before his Bris, he was only able to reach the level of Machze, and after the Bris, he was able to reach Vayera. It's not limited to the fact that his Aveda before the Bris Mila was only able to reach what is expressed by Levena or by Machazeh, and then afterwards it was able to reach Vayera Evan. But the truth is that also the very essence of these two, the meaning of these two levels, these two types of nevuah and what they express also fits with the two types of avoda that Avraham Avinu experienced in these two different periods of his life. The Hine Amar Hazal, because our sages tell us, Kol ha-Neviim nisnabu b'koi, all the other Neviim, their Nevuah was so ser Hashem, koi amar Hashem, so ser Hashem, Moshe v'aleim Moshe, and Moshe was on a higher level, she nisnabu b'zeh, he said zeh means is more direct, you can see it, you can point at it, v'achilik b'neim mevur, the difference between koi and zeh is explained, zeh moire al-ri'i samahus. When you talk about Zeh, you see the actual thing about which you're talking about. It's like you're looking at it and describing it.
Our sages tell us he was able to point with his finger, even the Shiv Chalayam was able to point with their finger and say, Zeh Keli Vanveyu,
they see actually what it is. The Hu Inyan She Rab is Aspeklaria Hameira, which is described as seeing through a lens which is illuminated. Mashenkim Bechinas Koi. But when we talk about Koi Amar Hashem, Hu Bechinas Aspeklaria She'ena Meira, it's like seeing through a lens which is not illuminated. It's like clouded or whatever. I'm not sure exactly the description, but you don't see the thing in its actual state. You don't see what it is, you only see things about it, so to speak. So you can describe it, but you haven't seen it. I can describe details about it, things about it, but you haven't seen the actual thing. So that's the difference between the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees Nevuah and the way other Nevi'im see Nevuah. Well, that is a human hefesh ben gilei abav and machse or ben gilei deveyera. In a similar way, we can explain the difference between vision of Hashem and vayera el of Hashem. Vayera in yon re'ia. Vayera describes seeing the haynu ba'efen shereya savaya nira el of that Avraham Avinu saw Hashem, which appeared to him. Re'ia samahus. In other words, he saw Hashem what He is. Mashenke b'machaze. When we talk about b'machaze, af shagam chizoyin in yon re'ia. Even though the word vision also relates to re'ia, to vision. But it's not seeing the actual thing in its original state. It is the translation of what it is. As the word b'machaze is only the targum, meaning to say the Aramaic version of the word vayera. So it's only an interpretation of what you saw. But in other words, he only saw the interpretation, but didn't see the actual thing itself. The way one would see Elukus, the way it is captured inside a Levush in some sort of an expression of himself, but not seeing the actual Metzius of Elukus.
As he mentioned, that Marze is a translation, in other words, Targum or Aramaic,
in other words, that Loshon HaKadosh, which is the original language, which represents Elukos itself, was translated into the word Marze,
can now be understood as it appears, as it has been translated into another language.
So also the vision that Avraham Avinu had was a vision in which the original vision of Hashem was only translated into some other vision, which is what Avraham Avinu saw. He didn't see the Mahus, he saw just an appearance, some sort of an appearance of that vision.
Lachain, and therefore Kaidem Shanimo, before his bris,
that he didn't reach this level of being bound up with a lukus in his flesh.
Therefore, he did not yet merit to be able to see the essence of Hashem.
He only saw some vision of it.
But afterwards, when he had this bris shos and his batel metzius legamri v'nesachad biyuchad sholim,
that then his metzius was completely in his batel, and he became one with Hashem, in completely down to his flesh.
He was elevated to a higher level in which Hashem appeared to him directly,
the iyasa etzem delukos, seeing Hashem in his original state, in its pure state.
So in other words, that the it's not just words, but it is actually the type of nevuah that he experienced.
Myla gavoya zu sharia samahus shali eleha magima yidei bris mila.
This very high level of seeing Elukus, which can only be reached after the bris. Efshari is rak b'bnei Yisrael. This kind of direct vision of Hashem is only possible for a yid. Because only they were given this ability to be able to lift themselves up through Torah mitzvahs in general and the mitzvah of Milah especially. Which is the reason why dafka the yidden were given the Torah and lois titles of malachim. Although the malachim had complained to Noah Hev Chal Hashemayim that you should leave the Torah, which is your beauty, in the heavens. Kidafke, and the reason that it was given to the yidden is kidafke mishum sheyetzahari yesh bachem, and the reason the yidden were given that is because the dafke the yidden have a yetzahari v'yiridosan l'mitzrayim, and that they went down. They find themselves. The yidden find ourselves in mitzrayim l'mitzarim agvulim. We find ourselves in a limited place. Shekolzem is barer u'mizdachech u'misala yedeh avedosim teiru mitzvus, and the reason, of course, is because all of this. Is the purpose is to elevate all of these things through the avodah of Torah mitzvah lachem yecholtem lalos lagila madrega anal, and therefore the yidden are able to lift themselves up to this level to have direct nevuah from Hashem. Mashen kenam malachim, whereas malachim afshi yesh lem bitul gomor lavaya, even though they experience true bitul to Hashem. Babidosum hibe madrega nailis, and they serve Hashem on a much higher level. But they have no ability to transcend their own metzias, to transcend their own source. Palpize yesh levaira tam shagilu beifin de vayera lavrom lo yachul lavay lifnei kiyum mitzvos milah mitzad tainus amalachim, which explains the reason why he couldn't reach. Why the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu wasn't able to reach Vayera because of what the Malachim would say. It means this: Ein akavana bezesh shechashash kiduk shalom Malachim hoisa sibet stodish ikva gilei hazeh. It's not that the Malachim, Hashem's being afraid that the Malachim would complain, is some side reason about why he couldn't appear to him through Vayera. It is the expression of the Malachim which is what tells us that Avraham Avinu was not yet fitting to have the vision of Vayera. Since before he had his bris, af kol avedosavi luya bekaidishvis but lusa lukuzvachulu, so all of his avaida and all of his high levels that he reached in holiness and his bitul talukus and so on, lo yotze megeda nivra, never left the confines of the created being. Im kein dargosa hi bedugmas dargos malachim, in other words, that he was still on the level no better than a malach. Who also is defined by the fact that they could never reach beyond the creation. And therefore, just like the Malachim are not able to receive it, therefore Avraham Avinu was unable to receive it. That is the level of Vayera. So in other words, it's not that he deserved it, but the Malachim would have complained. It's not that he didn't, it's that he wasn't able to get it for the same reason the Malachim are unable to get it. And that's why it's linked with what the Malachim, sort of their state, which was also his state in that sense. And therefore, it's not two separate things. Which the Rebbe asked the question before Mimonov Sheikh, if he deserves it, why are you blaming it? So why couldn't he get it? If he didn't deserve it, why are you blaming it on the Malachim? It's not you blaming it on the Malachim, it's he couldn't get it because he was no different than a Malach in that sense. So based on all this, we'll understand Mashabez Parshias Chalukah is why these two separate Parshias, which both describe Avraham Avinu, Mashachas Nikra v'Shem Lech Lecha, v'Shenet v'Shem Vayera, and one is called Lech Lecha, the other one Vayera, v'Eich Shevazem Rum, is based on the Dagash of Avraham Avinu Hanal, which these names express these two levels. Lech Lecha Inyonesh Hu Heilech V'Yaitse Megidra Kaidim. Lech Lecha means somebody who is continues to grow and move forward from one level to another, from one, you know, from the earlier level you grow to a new level. In every way, and in regards to Avraham Avinu, it says that Lech Lecha was experienced me'artzecha or me'meladetcha me'beis avicha. In each one of those things, each one of them represents another area of Avaida, and in each one Avraham Avinu grew from level to level. Shekolim kol apratim be'inyan ayetziyim ha'agbalas v'aliyeser l'mayla b'dagas b'tul Hashem, and these three things express the every detail of Avraham Avinu's going from one level and leaving one level of confinement and of limitation to a new to a higher level and so on. Amnam kolam adreges kulam hem adayim b'pchinas halicha, but all of these levels are still all described as walking. Mesuderes mul mata lamayla, which means that it's a progressive thing. You take one step and then you take another step and you go from this level to the next level, and it's all ordered, orderly. As it says that all of these all these levels of growth of ma'artzcha and ladelcha and the lech is all lecha. It's all still within you. It's all to going to your source. In other words, not higher than your source. It's a growth which can never transcend his own source. Because at that he hadn't reached that ability yet before the bris, to be able to go beyond the source of creation. Whereas the name Vayera Shumayra Kanal already is Amosalakos. Vayera expresses that Avraham Avinu was able to see the essential level of Hashem, not as he appears in some vision. That came because he became united with Hashem through the Bris Milah. It's Milah, as we said, that he reached this through Milah. So Lech Lecha describes Avraham Avinu as he's growing from level to level, but always Lecha, always within, confined to his natural source, which means within creation. And Vayera is as he was able to see the essence of a Lakuz, meaning he was able to bond and bind himself with Hashem to transcend the limitations of creation. Zay Maisa Ovis Simulabonim, we say that all whatever is told to us about the Ovis is also a lesson for us. So we understand that there is a lesson in this to each and every yid, especially when we talk about Mila, about which the Rambam says that every yid gets a bris just like Avraham Avinu gets a bris, God is bris. So especially in the inyan of Bris Milah, certainly there's a lesson for every yid in this. K'moy Avram, shebechol halichayzav aliyosav adayin leigil l'shleimus ha'avayda. So just like Avram, that in all of his growth, he was not able to reach the perfection of avayda. Ad shekiyem mitzvus milah, until he was mekayim the mitzvus milah, was nitin le'mumayla agil ba'efen de vayera. Until then he was given this level of perfection of Vayera. So also every yid has to know that a person can never be satisfied with the Aveda that he's accomplished until now, because you can never reach perfection. Even if he reached some very high level, ki'im, rather, tzarech lalas tamid maila maila, you have to continue to grow further, achi yagil bitl amid v'sholim, until you master such a bitl, the true and complete bitl, kigam kishemagil dargas riyeh belukus. Because even when you reach the level of seeing elukus, which Avraham Avinu did even before his bris, harei efshel liyeh shazer rag bechinas mamachazer. It's possible that this is only a vision, some sort of a vision. And you haven't reached a true perfection. And therefore you have to continue to grow. On the other hand, even though you have to continue to work and move forward, we are told with assurance that when a Yid does his avodah to the level that he can reach on his own, you will be given from above also the very highest levels of revelation which you couldn't reach on your own, till the ultimate highest level of Alakus, that a person was able to experience direct vision of Alakus as Beklaria Meira, through an illuminated lens where you see the thing as it truly is.